This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, I'm not sure I should be surprised given how Jose Mourinho's teams set up and have ground out results in the past without performing well, but how they've won the last three matches in the Premier League is beyond me, really. Didn't perform against Hull, won Stoke and QPR, similar sentiments apply, didn't play the best stuff and still managed to get 3 points. Still missing Diego Costa as well, and Loic Remy is a doubt for the for the weekend. They might have to go with Didier Drogba up front, and he's definitely lost his physical presence, really. He doesn't look as strong as he used to, Didier Drogba, and that's got to be a concern for Chelsea going into this match.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think we saw against QPR that they did struggle to be incisive up front. Got the job done. You know, I disagree with you about Stoke. I thought they played excellent against Stoke, and you know that consolation was a wonder goal, wasn't it? I thought the way they dominated that Stoke game at home was really interesting. The way they a match of the day highlighted actually they really pushed Stoke and pressurised them. And then when it wasn't quite working, they just eased off them. Stoke then got a bit of confidence and started to pass the ball about. Then like a flick was switched, probably Mourinho shouted from the sideline, and they all started to pounce on them again. That's when the mistake came. So I'm not sure about that, but I agree against Hull. And QPR just didn't seem to have enough up front, and they won't have enough up front against Manchester United in this one. So Mourinho's funny, isn't he? He said after the QPR game that they need 11 points, and he said, you know, if it had been one here, that's fine. One towards the 11, no problem.
Yeah.
And he made a point of saying, I don't mean that those 11 points have got to come against, you know, Manchester United, Arsenal and Liverpool. He said, we can pick up the 11 points. As long as we get 11 points. He was almost dampening expectation in these big games. Not that I think he's going to go into it with any other thought than to get something out of it. But I've got a feeling here he might go into it thinking he'll get a point out of it. I think he might set up for a point here and not go for it in the kind of way that you might expect if they had a full strike force out there. Now, Manchester United are on a crest of a wave at the moment, aren't they? This is kind of like the apprentice versus the master, isn't it? It seems a bit strange saying that about Mourinho now, but he obviously Van Gaal was one of the men who gave him his a lot of his coaching experience. They've got a great relationship, worked very closely together. I think against Man United in the past in the Champions League, actually. Yeah, I think it's going to be more of a tactical battle than we saw in the Manchester derby, which was a fantastic game, wasn't it? It was just right. We're going to have a go at each other here, and it was brilliant in that respect. So I think I'm looking at another low goals bet here. I think it could be the opposite of what people might expect, given what we saw in that City game. Now the under 2.5 is 4-6, which I was quite surprised about. I thought I was going against the bookies here.
Yes,
but everyone's kind of thinking the same. So I'm just going to go for. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to go for a correct score. I'm going to go for 1-1 at 6-1. It was 1-1 in the reverse fixture earlier in the season. I can see the same thing happening here. By the way, you know this game's on at the same time as the BBC Cup game.
Yep.
I'd love Hills to put out a market on which one gets more viewers.
Oh.
No doubt that the viewers for Reading Arsenal will dwarf this game.
Oh, yeah, it always gets more viewers, doesn't it, on terrestrial television?
Maybe by 3-1.
Yeah. Which is strange, seeing as most people have satellite television now, don't?
Or, well, I'm surprised.
Have satellite television.
It's a middle class thing to say.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I do apologise for that. Derek.
They might have Sky, they haven't got Sky Sports.
Derek, the Lee referenced the Manchester derby. That was a cracking game, that Manchester derby. Manchester City actually outplayed Manchester United in the first 15 minutes. But as soon as Ashley Young scored that equaliser, which was slightly fortuitous, they just looked more hungry than Manchester City, and that was evident on the pitch.
They were excellent. They were absolutely excellent, United, and they have been now for 3 or 4 weeks, and I can't believe the transformation.
I'm still not used to this, by the way.
No, I know. I can't believe
I'm still uneasy. I'm uneasy whenever
you
start.
The words being strangled and the thought of being perished. But it's true. They haven't been beating mug teams like Chelsea have been beaten and struggling to beat, by the way, the Hulls and the Stokes. United have beaten Liverpool recently. They've beaten Tottenham recently. They've beaten Man City recently and beaten them well every time. Now, the only thing that's actually going for Man United to win here is exactly what Leah said. Both managers will be chuffed with a draw. And I agree entirely with Leah. I think it could even be a 0-0 this. Chelsea will want a point. You know, if all of a sudden they lose this game, and then Arsenal are still closing a little bit, aren't they? He'll just be a point a game will do, and we'll be made up with that. That'll probably be enough for them to win the league. And Van Gaal will be made up with a point too, because it keeps, you know, anybody with aspirations of a top four place overhauling them, that ain't going to happen either. In my eyes, it's a nailed on draw. Under 2.5 goals, 4-6, yeah. Under 1.5, 21-10, I would do that. I think it's going to be an absolute stinker. And all those people who choose to watch this game rather than a cup game, which will probably be everybody, might well turn over after about an hour, because I think it's going to be Dolesville, Tennessee, this one.
The draw is 5-2. Do you think they'll put Nemanja Matic on Marouane Fellaini in this match? Because that's where Man City really struggled with that long ball, long diagonal ball. Came from David De Gea most of the time up to Marouane Fellaini. I wonder whether Jose Mourinho will have anything in his plan to combat that.
Well, Gary Neville hinted that, didn't he, in his sort of when he was summarising on Monday night. You know, Chelsea will have to do something to stop that little pocket on the left that United open up with Fellaini. But in my eyes, Fellaini is just... he could put me on Fellaini, I'd nullify him. I just can't have it. I can't have the guy. But maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not. so, yeah, you know, they might do something to stop that little triangle down the left. But United are vibrant right now. United are playing much better than Chelsea right now. And if this was, you know, if this was a title battle, I would go for United here at 3-1. Mm. But it's not. It's a game where both sides will be delighted with the draw.
They've got a settled team now, haven't they, in a formation as well, Manchester United, which I think has contributed to their recent upturn.
Yeah, I think the character of the players is coming through. And, you know, and I think he's starting to you know, get used to the manager and all the rest of it. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens next season between these two clubs. I think that Van Gaal-Mourinho battle will be a great one to follow over the next few seasons. And obviously, you know, Arsenal, Man City, Liverpool involved as well. But, the draw is a sensible one, isn't it, 5-2?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.